the new form of Reiki being a more consistent embodiment into our everyday life, right? And so instead of having to sit down and do a Reiki treatment whereby the Reiki is coming outside into ourselves, and then when we want to send Reiki to other people, we have our cushion and then we dial in with the symbols and we do all this kind of thing. Now, I'm not saying for a moment that that isn't still really relevant. And I notice for myself that when I'm feeling a bit kind of all over the place, or I'm not feeling very grounded, or I'm not feeling very kind of embodied, then all, doing all the traditional techniques is still super helpful because then it gets me into myself, right? So if I am confused about a certain situation and my mind is like, wah, 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 you should do this, you know, good cop, bad cop, then I find nothing more centering than actually sending Reiki to it, right? Like, so having an intention, I'd like more clarity around this issue, or I'd like more direction around this issue. And then sitting with myself and the Reiki for 15 minutes, still for me is a go-to if my mind is really all over the shop, right? But the encouragement, or what I would say the new Reiki, or our new, not new, but an evolutionary movement that I feel that Reiki and us are starting to make is exactly as we've been talking about. So how do we embody it and remind ourselves that as we go through life, we are constantly embodying Reiki. We are Reiki, universal life force. We are universal life force. So as we move through life, it's like we remember what we are, and those around us then become naturally touched by that, right? Without us having to really do anything or offer anything. And it's a very powerful way of being. And I don't mean powerful as in control over or egoic or superior or anything, just in terms of when you can truly embody it. So one of the things that I noticed that the mind tends to do is it tends to chase away from yourself. And it's amazing when you start to really pay attention to this. It's as simple as, oh, I wonder what I should do about this. That's you moving away from yourself. I wonder what will be happening next week. I wonder what will be happening next year. I wonder if I'll ever do this or that. So any thought that is pulling your attention away from the present moment, like how am I feeling now? What do I want to do now? Now, I'm not saying you abandon all planning, obviously, but I am saying that if you start to catch the imagination. So when we worry in particular, so what's the quality of the musings? Are you imagining something that is bright and shiny and lovely and, oh, this is going to be so fun? Or are you imagining, oh, what happens if I don't do this? Or what happens if I don't do that? Or what happens if this person does that or that person does this? That movement away from the actual moment is, I'm just going to put it out there, okay? But I feel it is one of the biggest challenges to us really embodying universal life flow, because that is happening now. It's not happening later. Anything that you're thinking about that is happening later or happened before, it is you moving away from yourself. So when you start to really become aware of this pattern, you'll see it's endemic, like it's addictive. And so then that's when the Reiki tools become quite useful. Like if this is something that you're doing consistently, then coming back into the Reiki practice is a really good way with the tools and techniques and the 12 hand positions and the sending Reiki, all this stuff kind of brings you back, but it shouldn't be the daily practice and then you forget about it and then you go back into thinking forwards and backwards and losing yourself, because then it's just a cycle that keeps happening. So the trick, or the way of embodying it, is yes, maybe you need to start doing your Reiki meditation like we're going to do in a minute, right? Come back into yourself, feel the Reiki energy. But then what happens afterwards is the most important thing. So when you When you leave the meditation, do you immediately jump into the thought of what's happening later, what happened before, what do I need to blah, 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 blah? Then it's almost like the last 15, 20 minutes you were meditating is just completely kind of wasted, right? And then you wonder why we just keep cycling and cycling and nothing improves. So the embodiment is that noticing when your mind wants to start pulling you into the future or into the past. And you will be really shocked when you start to do this regularly because you'll start to realize that it's just so unconscious that you're being pulled left and right. But the other thing I'll say is that the more you start to recognize it, the easier it is to bring yourself back. And the more you bring yourself back, the more uncomfortable it feels to not be in the present. So there's definitely a kind of shift that happens, but it's just from now. So when we go into the healing meditation now, notice the feeling it gives you and the groundedness and the feeling of okayness in this moment. And then notice as you go forward into your day, how quickly you go off, right? And then just the very simple bringing yourself, reminding yourself, bringing yourself back in. And this is a kind of ongoing practice, but this is the practice. So the practice is not your 15-minute, half an hour Reiki practice. That's okay if you're right at the beginning of the journey, but if you have been doing Reiki a while, the embodiment needs to happen at some point. Otherwise, my question would be, what's the point? Like, what are we doing? You know, like, what's the benefit of this long term if you're constantly losing yourself? Yeah, so hopefully that makes sense. But I would say let's start off with doing a little gassho. Now, I've been experimenting. Usually, when we do the Reiki self-attunement, we bring it in through the crown and out through the heart. But I've been experimenting with this idea of embodiment. So, bringing it in from originating from the heart. So, it originates from the heart and goes out. And I quite like this, I have to say, because I'm like, it reminds me that I am Reiki, that Reiki is me, that this is all within me. I'm not pulling it out from some external mysterious force. I am that external, internal mysterious force, right? I am the mysterious force. So let's play around with that. And then once we start to really embody the Reiki in all our physical cells, then we just expand it out and we bring ourselves into that really beautiful, quiet place. And we can send healing out as well, and we can do all kinds of fancy things. But we'll just see where the meditation takes us. So, hands in gassho, prayer pose in front of your heart center. And we're just going to close our eyes, start making ourselves comfortable. And just bringing your attention into the heart center. Taking a few breaths there. And then we're going to invite and deliberately intend for the Reiki attunement, originating deep within the heart chakra. As you inhale, visualize the heart chakra intensifying, might be a certain color, it might just feel like white light or just more density, more energy. And on the exhale, imagining it very gently expanding all the way out into all the cells of the body, but also down the arms, into the hands, fingers. And just noticing how that feels when you're calling yourself, really, your own universal life force. Originating from deep within you, exhaling it all the way out into your aura now. And noticing what's happening in your hands and fingers, if anything. Then we're going to start off just putting one hand over the heart center and one hand down under the belly button. And just breathing, noticing the hands, noticing the quality of any sensations in the hands and also in the body where your hands are touching. It might be different in the heart center versus the lower base sacral chakra. And there's no judgment, it's just information and curiosity. And taking a couple of breaths on the exhale, relaxing the body. So, doing a quick body scan, relaxing around the face, the eyes, the jaw. On the next exhale, relaxing the shoulders down, relaxing all the way down the arms. With the next breath, relaxing all the way down the torso. Into the belly, the back. Noticing the buttocks, the pressure of the chair or the floor where you sit. And all the way down the legs. Letting your attention drop all the way down into the lower hand. The base of the torso. Breathing into the belly. And with every breath, just keeping an eye on the pulling in of the Reiki. Inhale. That beautiful opening of the heart center, every exhale out into the body. Noticing how effortless this is. The energy is already present. Already available. Just noticing if the mind is still chattering. Simply noticing, is it chattering about the past or the future? And then just very gently bringing your attention into this present moment. Sometimes it helps to focus on the hands, sometimes on the breathing. Noticing the well-being in this present moment, nothing needing to change or be different. If there's any parts of the body that still feel a bit tense or in pain or stressed, without any judgment, you're just bringing attention to it with the breath, with your Reiki, encouraging it to relax. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. Noticing the underlying well-being is there, whether the body is totally relaxed or not. whether there's thinking or not. It's totally undisturbed. At any point, if your hands feel uncomfortable or tired, you can bring them anywhere else on the body, down onto the thighs or the knees, or both hands down on the belly, resting. Just focusing on that beautiful breath, intensifying that universal life force in your heart center. And every exhale, filtering that out, expanding that out into your body, into all the cells, out into the aura around you. And if you'd like to play with the environment, you can expand it further out into the room you sit in. Expanding your awareness to a comfortable, easy distance. Might be a couple of feet, might be all the way out into the street. Might be out into infinity. Just noticing your own level of comfort today. And without any effort, just noticing the Reiki flowing naturally, easily, with no effort, just present. Might feel like a gentle vibration or sensation or a radiance. And without putting any demands on it at all, just noticing its presence. As you practice this embodiment going forwards, just checking in whenever you remember. Where is my mind? Is it stuck in time somewhere in the future or past? Where is my energy? Is it resting in my own presence and body? Or is it busy in someone else's business, someone else's life? Am I giving it away? Am I giving it into my thoughts? And you just very gently start to remind yourself to bring it into the embodiment of right now, this moment. Your own heart, your own breath. The environment you're in. The Reiki that's ever present. Noticing the ease when you don't go off chasing thoughts or people or things. You just stay with yourself. And notice how it feels to move around the world like this. Do your daily chores. Speak with people, interactions. Becomes very open, stress-free, easy, filled with grace, filled with magic. Filled with Reiki. Every movement, every conversation, every activity. As if Reiki itself moves through you, expresses through you. Coming out through your heart center. Coming out through all the chakras, the hands, even the eyes. The whole body. And keeping this with you, keeping this awareness as you move through your day. Reminding yourself when you lose yourself in thought or stress or anxiety, bringing yourself back as a practice. And just seeing if you can keep this very beautiful energetic connection as you start to wiggle your fingers and toes, moving the body with awareness. Whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.